Lesson 8. First Gentleman of Sports. The raucous boxing fans gathered at Madison Square Garden in New York on February 6, 1993, lapsed into silence as the announcement came over the public address system. Tennis champion Arthur Ashe had just died of pneumonia. With their response, the crowd paid their respects to a man whose presence had been felt far beyond the world of tennis. His death, though shocking, was not entirely unexpected. A year earlier, knowing that newspapers were about to reveal the fact that he was suffering from AIDS, Ashe called a news conference to announce that he had contracted the disease from infected blood he had received during heart bypass surgery in 1983. Arthur Ashe was born in Richmond, Virginia in 1943. When he was six, his mother died, leaving his father, a Parks policeman, to raise their two sons alone in a society where the races were legally segregated. Because of his father's occupation, Ashe was allowed on the whites-only city tennis courts, where he began playing at the age of seven and where he demonstrated a natural ability for the game. At the age of 10, he met Dr. Walter Johnson, an African-American physician whose avocation was assisting young black tennis players. Dr. J recognized the young boy as a tennis prodigy and took him under his wing, arranging for his protege to attend tennis camps and to take part in competitions. In 1955, when Ashe was 13, he tried to enter a tournament in his hometown of Richmond and was rejected because of his race. This and other such affronts to his dignity led ultimately to his crusade to change the image of tennis as a white, middle-class game. His accomplishments in this area include starting tennis programs in five major cities and helping found the National Junior Tennis League, X designed to open up the game to inner-city youth. Ashe's calm demeanor on the tennis court earned him the respect of spectators everywhere and was a tacit rebuke to his opponents, who often went out of their way to attract attention by hurling their rackets to the ground and engaging in other tantrums. However, Ashe's placid manner never fooled anyone into thinking that he lacked fire. He intimidated his opponents with the ferocity of his play. While his smashing serve and adroit placing of the ball, he developed 16 variations of his backhand alone, were especially feared. In 1968, Ashe won the U.S. Open and was ranked number one by the United States Lawn Tennis Association. 2 years later, he won the Australian Open, and in 1975, he reached what many consider the summit of tennis achievement by winning the men's singles title at Wimbledon. The heart condition, which was to lead indirectly to his premature death, caused his retirement from active playing in 1980. For the next 5 years, he captained the United States Davis Cup team, and in 1985, he was inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame. In his retirement, Ashe wanted to be more than a celebrity. He served as national chairman of the American Heart Association and also raised funds for AIDS research. He proved himself to be a graceful and erudite writer. His major work, A Hard Road to Glory, A History of the African American Athlete, published in 1988, is recognized as the definitive work on the subject. In his memoir Days of Grace, published in 1993, Ashe says, "While blood was pouring in the streets of Birmingham, Memphis, and Biloxi, dressed in immaculate whites, I was elegantly stroking tennis balls in perfectly paved courts in California, New York, and Europe." As if to make up for his earlier detachment from the civil rights movement, Ashe became increasingly militant in his later years. He marched in protests against South Africa's apartheid system, and he protested the policy of the United States against Haitian refugees. On these and other occasions, he was arrested. Although in his memoir he writes, "I am with Thoreau, Gandhi, and Martin Luther King in their belief that violence achieves nothing but the destruction of the individual soul and the corruption of the state." He also expresses regret that he did not see things differently earlier in life. The state of Virginia, which had treated him and so many others of his race as pariahs, honored Ashe in his death. His body lay in state in Virginia's capital in Richmond as the world mourned.